Son, never stop learning.
A caster speaks one syllable wrong, not wrong in accent, wrong in scope. The negation particle lands outside the recursion boundary instead of inside it, and the prohibition that should have suppressed a single flame now governs the entire ritual clause. The fire doesn't fizzle, it inverts. That is not a storytelling flourish, Josiah. That is a grammar error with thermodynamic consequences. And the moment you accept that framing, everything about how you build a conlang for Armony and Terpsichore changes permanently. The World Atlas of Language Structures, WALS, catalogs structural properties across thousands of languages. Phonology, morphology, nominal categories, syntax, verbal categories, word order, clauses, and lexicon. Those aren't decorative categories. They are the exact domains where your magic system either holds together or breaks open. The key idea here is the API model. A programming interface defines organized interaction between components, valid inputs, permitted operations, expected outputs, and explicit error conditions. An interface contract is only reliable when all four of those are specified, rather than left to implication. Think of your arcane language the same way, about whether affixes precede or follow stems shapes how spell components assemble. Languages vary enormously on both axes. WALS confirms that SOV, SVO, and VSO word orders all exist as natural typological options, which means constituent order in your casting grammar is a design choice, not a default. Choose it because it encodes something about how Ars magic is disciplines, sequence intent, target, and effect, not because it sounds good. Now, failure states. This is where most conlang designers leave money on the table. A robust arcane grammar must model invalid expressions explicitly. Undefined references, contradictory operators, insufficient authority, unavailable targets, exceeded causal limits. These are semantic failure states, not user mistakes. Formal semantics establishes that the meaning of a complex expression is composed from the meanings of its parts and their mode of combination. That means a bad combination produces a bad meaning. In a live magic system, a bad meaning is a misfire. Negation is a clean example. Languages express it through affixes, particles, auxiliaries, or other constructions, so your system can treat negation as a formally distinct operation with its own failure topology. A negation particle placed at the wrong scope boundary doesn't just fail, it succeeds at the wrong thing. Recursion compounds this. Syntactic scope determines which operators govern which parts of an expression, and recursive clause embedding means a caster can nest conditions inside conditions. Each nesting level is a new scope boundary. Miss one, and the prohibition cascades outward. That is your catastrophic loop condition, and it needs to be specified in the grammar, not patched in the narrative. Here is where metaphysics enters the morphology, and this is where it gets interesting for you, Josiah. A language's grammar can encode an ontology by making distinctions like agency, animacy, evidential source, or temporal status grammatically obligatory, rather than merely lexical. WALS documents that grammatical systems can distinguish multiple degrees of temporal remoteness, not just past versus present. For multiplanar soul architecture, that matters enormously. If your grammar forces a caster to specify whether they witnessed a soul state directly, inferred it, or received it from another source, that is evidentiality, and it is a real typological feature. Build it into your case morphology. Languages vary in the number and type of case categories they use, so you can encode location, instrument, source, and affected entity through systematic morphology rather than separate prepositions. Each case slot in an arcane utterance becomes a binding site. Unfilled binding sites are undefined references. Undefined references are failure states. The grammar and the metaphysics are the same document. The takeaway is this. Stop treating your conlang as a costume and start treating it as a reality engine specification. A writing system is not identical to a language. The spoken, somatic form is primary, and sound is the first interface for mono-manipulation before complex syntax is even introduced. Phonological embodiment comes before morphological assembly, which comes before syntactic scope, which comes before semantic evaluation. That is your build order. Cross-linguistic databases confirm that familiar English categories are not universal, so every assumption you carry in from your native grammar is a potential exploit waiting to be discovered by a character who thinks differently than you do. Audit your system the way an engineer audits an API. Specify the valid inputs, the permitted operations, the expected outputs, and every failure condition you can name. The ones you don't name, Josiah, are the ones that burn the archive down.